Okay, so for our last presentation of the afternoon, we have Sarah Slack. She's a partner at Foley Lardner, and she's going to talk about land-related regulatory and permitting considerations in California.
All right, great. Can everybody hear me okay? Thumbs up. Awesome, great. And as Dana indicated, thank you all so much for staying through the afternoon. Appreciate the opportunity to chat with you about some land-related regulatory and permitting considerations. So the way that we kind of structured this is that Sarah and Dana and I had the opportunity to chat before we put together our presentations. And so their focus was really on CEC programs and then also regulatory considerations. And I'm going to talk at a more high level and more generally about California land use and regulatory permitting considerations. I think that Dana had already asked this, but how many of you guys have California projects right now? Very good. And I know that he asked how many people had projects that, or how many people knew about the CEC opt-in program. Does anyone here have any projects that are in the queue for that, or no? Okay, very good. All right, well then, let's dive in. All right, so the agenda today is just kind of talking generally and high level about some of these permitting considerations. I'm going to discuss the California regulatory regime, which is different and unique than a lot of other states' regimes. It's much more complicated, and the structure of their agencies is different in many cases than for most states. It's almost more of a federal structure, or similar to the federal structure. I'll also be talking a lot about local jurisdictions in California. Local jurisdictions often have extensive authority over renewable energy project permitting, and so that's a significant factor. I will get into some of the specifics with respect to CEQA, but again, pretty high level. I could probably give an entire day presentation on CEQA if we were going to get granular. And then we'll talk a little bit about some California-specific acts that are unique. And as long as folks are aware of them and take them under consideration, they don't necessarily need to be hurdles in projects. But I've certainly seen them be hurdles in projects where folks weren't attentive to them at the outset. And then finally, I have a couple of California energy hot topics that I was going to discuss. Dana and I do have a little bit of overlap there, so we'll be efficient in moving through some of that. But the good news is we identified some of the same programs as being kind of hot topics. So with respect to the California permitting regulation regime, it is very complex. There are state, local, and federal laws that all overlap and interplay. I grayed out federal here because my understanding is that our focus is on, the California spotlight, I believe, is what this is. So I'm not really going to talk much about federal, except in a couple of circumstances to compare the federal programs to California programs. But it is a very, as far as state permitting is concerned, I believe that it is the most complex state regime for project siting in general, renewable projects included. I knew that Dana was going to be talking about the CEC opt-in process. I have here that it's effectively an opt-out. Yay! But that could also equally be, instead of an exclamation point, a question mark, because as Dana discussed, there are still a lot of stumbling blocks in implementing that, and it remains to be seen how that can help streamline the process effectively. All right, so then with respect to, California regulatory agencies, as I indicated earlier, the California regime of regulatory agencies is much more complicated than in most other states, and it's probably more parallel to a federal structure than to any other state structure that I'm aware of. So at the kind of top, there is a California Environmental Protection Agency, but unlike in other states where there may be a single agency that regulates both environmental considerations and conservation issues and water issues, California really is different in that there are different agencies that focus on different aspects. So, for example, water is one of those areas. There is a very complex system in California where there's water boards that are, there's a state.